All right. Let's go out to the Comcast Business Hotline. I've been plugging it all show. 2008 was a magical run. I was 18 at the time. No, I was 19, 18. I don't know. Look, I was in college, all right? Living the life. Living the dream. Everything was good. And the Philadelphia Phillies were on a magical run after the 2007 season. And if you remember the 2007 season, they had Brad Myers as the closer that year. And in the offseason, they went out and they got Brad Lidge from Houston. And it was a huge move that really, we didn't know it at the time, but it really set them up for that run in 2008. And joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline is the closer of the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies, Brad Lidge. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
All right, so you know, this Sunday on 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Philly, they're doing a special documentary on the 08 Phillies, obviously 10 years ago this year. You guys hoisted that trophy. But right now you're down in Miami with the team. How did that come together?
Well, you know what? I was working with the team a little bit in spring training and, you know, trying to make a point of it to come out and visit the guys a few times this season. During the spring months themselves, I'm actually coaching my son and daughter in their little league ventures. So, you know, finally had a chance to be able to get out and see the team. I'm also going to be trying to meet up with them in Arizona. Of course, I'm in Colorado, so I'll be seeing them in Colorado toward the end of the season. But, you know, really just wanting to get with the guys and, you know, especially with this bullpen that's been throwing the ball so well as of late, kind of just talk about game plan going down the wire and in the second half of the season. They're doing a great job, but it will be, you know, the way things are going, it's really exciting, but they're going to be pitching in a lot of games. So, you know, just making sure they're managing themselves and staying healthy for the second half.
All right, let's move on to the 2008 team. After the 2007 team, you were traded to Philly from the team that drafted you. So how are you feeling upon hearing that you had been dealt?
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, it comes as a shock. And even though I had a feeling that, and people had probably mentioned to me a few times that it was definitely a possibility that I could get moved. Ed Wade came into Houston and, you know, I think people knew that new things were about to happen. The run we had in Houston was over. And, but that being said, the first time you get traded, it's always a massive shock. And, you know, I remember exactly where I was driving back from a restaurant in Denver, with my wife, and I got the call and, you know, it was, the great thing about it was, you know, Ruben Amaro quickly called me afterward and said, "Hey, listen, we want you to close out here in Philly. It's something we've wanted to have you for a while, and we're glad we have the opportunity." And I think I felt, you know, relieved that that I was going to a team that had come off such a great regular season and was kind of poised to do even better. So if I was going to get traded, thank God it was to a team that was already pretty dang good.
All right, now you just said that Ruben Amaro told you that he wanted you to be the closer. Did that kind of put your mind at ease that you were back to a full-time position as a closer?
It did. It did. And, you know, because I asked him, I think, and, you know, I know Brett Myers had a good season closing the prior year. But, you know, he said, "Listen, we want to put him back in the rotation. That'll make us stronger. And, you know, our scouts watched you and they feel you'll be ready to close here." And you know, I personally felt, you know, after 2007 that I was ready to close, you know, and have a good season. So I had a good feeling that 2008 was going to be a good year, but it was, you know, so it was going to be with a different team, and you got to get used to your bearings and the new environment and everything else. But, you know, from day one, Philly felt pretty awesome to me.
I imagine that going from Houston to a sports town like Philadelphia can be a little bit of a culture shock. What did you know about Philadelphia, and how long did it kind of take you to acclimate to this fan base?
Well, listen, I mean, I knew as a visiting player, it's a tough place to play if things aren't going great. As a visiting player, you come in and, you know, you'll hear it from the fans, but there was a certain part of me that really appreciated that aspect. I mean, you know, it's a city that cares that much. So, I kind of came in and I felt, you know, that I was going to have a good season, but I also felt like it would be a chance to prove myself with a, you know, as you mentioned, a city that's so passionate about their sports as they are. And I kind of felt like that was going to be a real good opportunity, kind of a make or break type opportunity for me. And I was really ready to make it happen in a positive way. So, you know, I think as a visiting player, you see and hear a lot, but I didn't realize just how fun the city of Philadelphia was, how nice, you know, there's a ton of areas that, you know, to be, you know, to live in and to have fun. And so, I mean, there's, you know, just looking back, it was kind of surprising how nice everything was and the environment around. And, you know, I don't know. I think when you come into a team that's got a lot of guys that are really confident and really want to win the thing, it kind of just puts you right in that mental state as well.
In 2008, you were perfect, obviously. You finished fourth in the Cy Young Award and eighth in the MVP. What kind of clicked in 2008? Was it the change of scenery? Was it the Rich Doobie being the pitching coach? Was it just you were in the mindset of, you know, I'm going to bear down and get this thing done? What kind of changed?
Well, you know, I think 2007 was kind of a wake-up call for me. I lost my closer job early in the year in Houston, and I kind of reevaluated myself a little bit as a pitcher, did some mechanical changes, and I finished the year actually feeling really good in 07. So I knew, you know, physically if I was healthy, 08 would be good. But one thing I worked on in spring training a ton was kind of command of my slider in a different way. Instead of just kind of using it as a strikeout pitch, I wanted to be able to kind of throw it for strikes, backdoor it to left-handed hitters and stuff like that. And I worked with Chooch a lot on that in spring training. I remember even though I tweaked my knee and had a meniscus repair in spring training, I felt outstanding physically. And I think I was ready for the challenge of it all. And, you know, I think the team was really supportive of me. They were really excited I was there. And you know, sometimes when momentum gets going, you just can't, you know, you're not going to fight it one way or the other. And things got off to such a great start, and I felt so confident. I just kept, you know, kind of getting more and more that way every time I stepped on the bump. So, you know, listen, I had great defense behind me, and I knew it. That gives you confidence. I loved pitching outside as opposed to pitching inside in Houston a lot underneath the roof. There was just something about it that felt more like a true baseball environment. And for whatever reason, that just the way I felt out there, it kind of worked really well.
So you came into the Phillies team that in 2007, Jimmy Rollins goes out and says, we are the team to beat, even though the Phillies hadn't made the playoffs since 1993. And they actually go out and they do it. He backs it up with an MVP award that season. What was the walking into that locker room with that leadership, what was that like?
Well, I would say it's, you know, not just the leadership, but the swagger that that Jimmy had, that everybody else was playing with. I mean, I hadn't been around that. I mean, you know, listen, Houston was an incredible group of guys, you know, veteran guys that obviously Bagwell, Biggio, you know, Jeff Kent, guys like that, guys, you know, superstar players, but kind of conservative players in terms of, you know, throwing it out there. And then all of a sudden you get with a team that a little bit younger, a little more swagger, a little more confident, and it just it felt great to be a part of that. I mean, I kind of came over as a guy that was, to be honest, I'd played a few more years than some of the other guys on the team, the, you know, Chase and Howard and Victorino and those guys. And I kind of felt more like a piece of the puzzle coming over. So, it was a very different group in the clubhouse. The music was a lot louder. I mean, you know, in Houston, after you win a game, you might listen to some country music. In Philly, after you win a game, you're going to be jamming some great tunes. So, you know, it was a very different environment. And, you know, it felt more electric. It felt more vibrant in the clubhouse, and it was just more exciting.
At what point did you know that 08 team was special?
I think probably in terms of, you know, I guess there's a lot of way to kind of define special, but I would say this, probably somewhere in spring training, I saw, you know, us beating some pitchers up, you know, just when it looked like guys were kind of, you know, going through the routine and just getting ready, and we were still putting up some big crooked numbers and kind of watching the offense go about how they did it. And then in the first part of the season, just seeing other pitchers, I think seeing other pitchers come in out of the bullpen in Philly, visiting pitchers come into the games and just getting shell shocked by the fans, by our offense. It was like, holy cow, if the pitching can just hold this thing down, our offense is insane. I mean, we're going to beat people up. So, and then, you know, we go out there and start pitching great. It was like, yeah, this is a complete team. They play their butts off. There's swagger and there's confidence, but they play hard. You don't get that mix very often.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Chase Utley. He announced his retirement at the end of the season. You play with some tremendous players during your career, but where does Chase rank?
Well, I think in terms of focus and determination, Chase is probably right at the top of the list. I mean, you know, I got to play with Chase obviously in his prime, which is a pretty special thing. I mean, yeah, I have been fortunate enough to play with, you know, offensive players like Bergman and Kent and Bagwell and Biggio and other guys obviously in Philly as well. But I think, you know, there's not a whole lot of guys that can come up to you and motivate you with one word. And that was kind of Chase. I mean, he was quiet, but he went about his business the right way. Like, he's the kind of guy that, you know, even as a player, I know people kind of point this out as fans and stuff, but even as a player, he's the type of guy you want your kid to emulate. So, just does things the right way, and you know, you don't even have to question it. Every single day he's coming out and giving everything he has. You'll never hear about it if he's hurt, but he plays hurt all the time. I mean, that's just kind of the guy that that you wish your kids could be like.
And last one before I let you go, do you see any comparisons between this current Phillies team and the 08 team?
You know, I think it's definitely a younger team. I think some guys are coming into their own a little bit. So I don't know if I'd compare it to the 08 team, but maybe like the 06 or 07 team. I think that kind of makes sense to do that. It's funny because I was kind of looking at the, you know, obviously I've been watching the bullpen arms or anything else. I actually think the guys in the bullpen right now, stuff-wise, are just every bit as good as we were in 08. They just, you know, the only thing they lack is just the experience. So that's what they're getting right now. But I'll tell you, when you watch Sir Anthony Tolan, I mean, his stuff's as good as any of us had out in that bullpen in 08.
Well, Brad, look, as a 29-year-old, you guys were the first championship I ever saw, so I want to thank you for that, and thank you for the time. You can catch that special on the 08 team, NBC Sports Philly, at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Thanks so much, Brad.
All right, you bet. Thanks.